Hey, how you doing? I am not doing fantastically. It actually has nothing to do with the whole corona situation. Well, it does in a kind of side about kind of way. I'm not crying a bit. It's fine. Just my fucking parents. Family is hell. I just wanted to give you an update. I know I've been a bit distant. So let's talk about London. Right now, London is really polite. What you have to understand about London, we don't talk to each other. I've seen American tourists on the tube, and they're so friendly and so talkative, and we hate that. We hate it. So the whole social distancing thing isn't that difficult to do, really. And I know that sounds bad, but it's not really that bad. I guess it's that keep calm and carry on, and I fucking hate that phrase. It's just so overdone, but it's unfortunately true. So we're getting on with it, but I think I'm feeling it more in a way. I think before people weren't taking it too seriously, but now they are. So it's just really strange because it's quiet. Well, obviously it's quiet now because I'm in bed, but I mean, generally, it's a lot quieter. I think because a lot of chain restaurants and cafes have shut down because they are not essential, no matter what your coffee drinkers think. But yeah. Thankfully, I can still get kebabs. Don't ask. I'm still working. I am not exactly static about that because my commute is kind of hellish because they've reduced the amount of tube trains. So that means we're densely packed in. And that's not great when you've got a pandemic going on. Just FYI. It takes a lot longer now just because sometimes you can't get on to the trains. Not because there are too many people at the tube stations, but just because there are too few trains to deal with all the people who are still having to work because we're key workers. Don't feel like a key worker, don't get paid like a key worker. Apparently, I'm a key worker. I'm still the only one in the office because everyone's working from home because, well, it just makes sense and I'm too fucking nice. No, I'm not. It's logical for me to be the one because I don't have any dependents as such. Just annoying fucking relatives. And, yeah. Mind working on my own in the office, it's just I still feel that I have to adhere to corporate regulations. So if I want to play music, but I feel a bit about it. It's just, I don't know, I think I'm just trying to keep it up, try and keep some sense of a routine. I don't want to be that person that descends into just being a wild thing and then they come back and I'm pouncing around the office with a paper crown and I've stolen all the pens and that's a new form of currency. I don't want to be that crazy person. So I'm trying to keep it as it normally is. But it's kind of really weird when you're on your own because, first of all, I'm not actually doing my job right now. I'm doing the office bit of everyone's job, which is the worst bit. It's the looking through paper files for information, correlating shit on paper. It's just really fucking annoying and it's dusty, but I feel like I can't cough because someone will hear it, even though there's no one there. Someone will hear me. Play carrier! Burner! Okay, they wouldn't do that. Or would they? It just feels. Meh. So it's not very pleasant. And then last night it took me 3 fucking hours to get home. Or longer, actually. 3.5 hours? But I think that half an hour was because I went out of my way for a kebab. Because I wanted something to cheer me up. We all have to put up with a lot right now. People that we don't like all the time. People we would rather be exposed to in very small doses, just these minuscule little doses. No internet, which makes things a joy. A joy. So the engineer came around when I was at work, and I don't know. There were lots of issues, and it's like, oh, I could put a fix in so you could have uninterrupted cable, or we can get the ball right. I don't think they're on the same thing or whatever. I think he's just J-rigging the fuck out of our connection. And obviously, my parents were like, well, we want cable TV. So, thanks for that. Not thinking you can actually watch the TV on the internet. It's a bit. It's just so fucking. It's just really starting to bug me. And, I think tomorrow, no, today. Today, it's gonna be a little light in audio. I know I really haven't been great recently. I've been trying to distract myself from a lot of stuff by recording, and then it doesn't really feel great. I don't think it's actually working. And my confidence is in the toilet. It's interesting. It's kind of like a chemical reaction. You pop me down next to different relatives and I'll have a different kind of reaction. And right now it's a very unpleasant reaction. If any of you are in the same boat, having to deal with family who you love, do love them, but oh boy, just wish you could love them from very, very far away. It's temporary. This will soon end. We just have to put up with it for a little bit longer, just a tiny tad longer. But it's fine. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. And when I say it's absolutely fine, it's absolutely not fine, but it's only temporary. And I can do this. I just need to get my head together and stop being so shit. Yeah, so I just wanted to give you a bit of a update as to why audios have been so low recently. Sorry.